You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Brian Zumhagen in for Amy Eddings. A three-day meeting on reducing world poverty is just wrapping up today. World leaders at the United Nations are checking in to see how they're doing on a 15-year plan to change the world dramatically. The project to cut poverty, hunger, and disease by 2015 was launched in New York City a decade ago and became known as the Millennium Development Goals. Inside the UN, leaders are trying to keep on track. Outside the UN, how much do New Yorkers know or even care about the MDGs? WNYC's Femi Okay has been investigating. Hi, Femi.
Hello there, Brian. Hello, everybody.
So you talk to people in Midtown Manhattan, in the general vicinity of the UN. Do they know about the Millennium Development Goals?
Well, Brian, there's so much going on around the United Nations in terms of events for the Millennium Development Goals, or the MDGs, that I thought, just by osmosis, people have got to know about them. So I took my microphone out yesterday. This is what I found.
I think I heard it in the news this morning when I was like riding the subway.
Whoa, ecology, third world, let's say third world development.
Millennium Development Goals. Iraq?
Blank. I don't know.
Absolutely nothing.
No.
You have no idea.
No idea.
They need to do some more work, right?
Yes.
Better advertising.
Yes.
Actually, no. I don't have no idea of the goals that they're trying to put together. But I do hope and believe that there's some good and powerful goals for the whole world to use.
So just because average New Yorkers don't seem to know a lot about this ambitious plan, do you think that also means they don't care about the MDGs' objectives of reducing poverty and so on?
Well, New Yorkers aren't alone in this. United Nations have done surveys to show that most people actually don't recognize the phrase Millennium Development Goals. Now, one of the people who's responsible for getting the word out amongst the citizens of not just New York, but all across North America, is Anita Sharma. She's head of the North American Department, or the branch of the UN Millennium Campaign. And she's got a real good sense of what people on the street and around America know about the MDGs.
When you ask people in the United States if they know about the MDGs, chances are they might think it's a beer. They might think you're talking about Miller Genuine Draft. But when you talk to them about the embodiment and what the MDGs really mean, they're really supportive.
How important is it for New Yorkers or Americans in general to be familiar with these goals? The initiative's already 10 years old, and it's likely to continue whether or not U.S. citizens are familiar with it, or is it?
Well, Brian, there's no way that you can completely say, oh, every child between 0 and 11 is going to have an education around the world unless all of us are engaged, unless our governments get us engaged with them. I spent some time with Professor Jeffrey Sachs, and he's the special advisor to the MDGs to the UN Secretary General. He also is the director of the Earth Institute at Columbia University, and he's passionate about the MDGs. And we had a coffee, sat down and had a chat, and he said, Femi, here's the problem.
The problem, in my view, is that our politicians don't talk to the people about what we could be doing. They're a little afraid, actually, to talk about compassion for others or help abroad. And I think our politicians make a big mistake. I think that they underestimate the American people.
So what happened in the meeting this week? This effort to fight world poverty is already a decade old. How's it going?
Well, the anniversary, the 10th anniversary, is really the anniversary that UN is using to galvanize all of the countries and partners to get going. Five more years. And two areas that they really need to work on is making sure that children live beyond the age of five in the developing world. And the other thing is actually helping sure that mothers don't die in childbirth. Those two areas are two areas that they know they need to do a lot more work in and work a lot harder. So that's really going to be the message from this meeting from this week, is that we still have a long way to go, but we've done a lot so far.
WNYC's Femi Okay, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.